Good morning. We are on lesson 15, the final lesson in topic 2, Man in the Garden of Eden. And the topic for today is the banishment from the Garden of Eden. We're on chapter 3. We'll do Psukim 20 to 24. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're on page Gimel. We start at Pasuk Chaf. The third Aliyah ends at Pasuk Chaf Aleph, so the trouble signify that. And then at Chaf Beis, you see on the margin, it says, Geirush Ha'odom, the banishment of man, Mi Gan Eden, from the Garden of Eden. So we still need to finish up from Sukkim Chaf to Chaf Aleph, what man did subsequent to the punishments that they received, and Hashem banishing them from the Garden of Eden. Pasuk Chaf. Vayikra Adam Shem Ishto Chava Ki Hi Hoysa Em Kochoim Vayas Adonai Elohim Leadam Lishto Kosnos Or Vayalbishem Vayomer Adonai Elohim Hein Adam Hoya Keachad Mimenu Lodas Tovara Ve'ata pen yishlach yado ve'lokach gam yitzach hayim ve'ochal v'chay li'olam. Vayishalchehu Adonai Elohim migan Eden la'avod es ha'adamo asher lukach misham. Vayigoresh es ha'adam vayashkein mikerem ligan Eden es ha'kruvim. V'yeis lad ha'cherev ha'mis ha'peches li'ishmor es derech eitz ha'chayim. Again from Pasuk Chaf. V'yikra adam shem ishto chava ki hi ho'yisa em kochoy. V'yas Adonai Elohim li'adam li'ishto kosnasor v'yalbishem. Vayomer Adonai Elohim, Hein Adam Hoya Keachad Mimenu Lodas Tov Vora, Ve'ata Pen Yishlach Yado, Ve'lokach Gam Me'etz HaChayim Ve'ochal V'chay Li'olam. Vayishalchehu Adonai Elohim Migan Eden, La'avod Es Adam Asher Lukach Misham. Vayigoresh es ha'adam vayashkein mikedem ligan Eden es ha'kruvim. V'yeis lad ha'cherev ha'misapech es li'ishmor es derech eitz ha'chayim. Let's learn the psukim inside now, starting from Pasuk Chaf. Since man has decreed death, God has decreed death upon man, so Adam now will give his wife a different name. She was originally called Isha from man because she came from the man and would be his Ezer Kenegdo, would be his helpmate opposite him, and they would have a really good relationship. Well, since his wife was seduced by the snake and gave him bad advice, he's going to give her a name that will more accurately describe what the future is. Since now humanity will die, therefore they must procreate. Although we already quoted the Medrash that she already had two children, but this will now be her primary function that will not have changed. In other words, she will continue to be the mother of the future of the world. That will remain, but being the Ezer Kenegdo, she was found faulting in that. And therefore, from man's perspective, he changes her name. Pasuk Chaf, Vayikra Ha'adam, and the man called Shem Ishto, Shem, the name of his wife, Chava. He called her Chava. In English, that's what they called Eve. Chava means causes life, from the word Chaya, which means life. But she's the one who causes life by why? Next line, ki, because he, she, hoyasa, was Aim, the mother of Kol Chai, of all living beings. So the question is, why was she not called Chaya? Because Chaya means a beast. So you wouldn't want to give her the same name as a beast. Rather, Chava, that which causes life. And that will remain true to her, especially since man will now die and will have to propagate the species even more. And that is the function that she will remain true to. Pasuk Chaf Beis, now that they felt that they were unclothed and they were embarrassed, even though they had the loincloth, but it was not enough to cover themselves completely. And now we see the first act of chesed in the Torah. The Gemara says that the Torah begins and ends with chesed. And here is the first act of chesed, of kindness of Hashem. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayas Adonai Elohim, and the merciful Almighty made le'adam, for man, uli ishto, and for his wife, kosnos, garments of or leather, vayal bishem, and he clothed them. So man realized that he was unclothed, so Hashem gave him what to wear. And this was a great kindness. All they had was the fig leaves, but to give them leather clothing, that's something that man was not able to make. Now, it's interesting that this is the first chesed, because this is a chesed that man needed even though he did not listen to God, even though he rebelled against God. And in normal situations, we would not want to do chesed to someone who disagreed with us and didn't listen to us. Therefore, we're giving a prime example of the first act of chesed is even when our beneficiaries rebel against us, we still do chesed with them as Hashem did. Pasuk Chafes, Vayomer Adonai Elohim, and the merciful Almighty said, now there's a problem. If man is still in Gan Eden and they're still in Eitz HaChaim, what happens? God has decreed for man to die. But what if man will eat from the Eitz HaChaim and then he will live? That will not be very good. Why? Because if he will eat from the Eitz HaChaim, number one, there'll be no potential for man to do tshuva, because man would never have to listen to God, because there are no consequences to what he did. Even though he'd have to work the land hard, but he would live forever. So there's not serious consequences. So therefore Hashem says, this is not a good situation that we're at now. Therefore, Pasuk Chof Beis, Vayomer Adonai Elohim, and the merciful Almighty said, Hain, behold, Ha'odom, the man, Hoya Ke'achad Mimenu, is like the unique one, Ke'achad, like the unique one, Mimenu, from amongst us. He is unique in the lower realm, just like we are unique in the higher realm, Hashem is saying, because man still can make choices. Lo da'as, to know, tov v'ra, good and evil, and to choose between good and evil. And with that ability, he can also choose to do evil, especially with his lower level of understanding now. And if he will do evil, v'ata, and now, with an I in its now, pen, lest, yishlach yodo, he will send his hand, v'lokach, and he will take, gam also, me'etz achayim, from the tree of life, v'ochol, and he will eat from that fruit of the tree of life, v'ochay, and he will live li'olam forever. This will not be good. As man living forever with the choice between good and evil, there'll be no consequence ever for doing evil afterwards. Even if I have to work the land, he never has to worry about dying. And really, death will be his ultimate tikkun, his correction, which he'll never be able to achieve, as we'll see in a moment. So what does Hashem do in Pasuk Chaf Gimel? Vayishalcheihu. And Hashem, Vayishalcheihu Adonai Elohim. And the merciful Almighty Vayishalcheihu sent him, the man, together with his wife, Mi Gan Eden, from the Garden of Eden. He sent them out. Where to and what to do? La'avod, to work hard, to toil. Esu Adam of the earth. Asher Lukach, which he has been taken, Misham, from it, from that land. Which land was he taken from? Remember, man was created outside of Gan Eden. He was brought into Gan Eden. So now Hashem is taking him out of Gan Eden, and specifically the land where he had been taken from. Now, which land had he been taken from? Well, the truth is, where was he created? The rabbi said he was created in Eretz Yisrael, in the Holy Land of Israel. That's where, from that earth of Eretz Yisrael, he was created, and then he was brought into Gan Eden. If you will recall that the Nahar Pras, the Euphrates River, is what is the border of Eretz Yisrael. So just like we mentioned earlier, there are four rivers, and the better river is the Pras, so Hashem had him live by the Pras, so he could still live a very righteous life. This will now explain what happens in Chaf Dalet, even though the Pasuk says Hashem already sent him out, but Vayishalcheihu means to send someone who could possibly still yet return. And there was still a hope that Adam could return to the Garden of Eden if he would act properly in the place that he was sent. However, let's see what happens in Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Vayigoresh es ha'adam, and Hashem chased out, he expelled the man. Now, vayigoresh means to send out permanently without a return. Now, why does it have to say he sent him out permanently if he already sent him out? So there's some permanence over here. Why? So the commentaries say that after Hashem put him in Eretz Yisrael, man chose for himself to go where the other three rivers were, the other three lands, to go after wealth, to go after lust, to go after honor. And Hashem said, oh, I see the man is not making good choices even afterwards. So now I have to make sure he will never come back to Gan Eden. After Chaf Gimel, he could have come back to Gan Eden, but now Hashem must make it impossible for him to return. And what does Hashem do? Vayashkein, and Hashem caused to dwell. Mikedem. Here Mikedem means in front of Ligan Eden to the Garden of Eden. By the entrance of Gan Eden, Hashem put in Es HaKruvim, the Kruvim. Kruvim are angels with faces of young children. And with those Kruvim, Ve'es Lahat HaCherev, and Lahat, a blade, HaCherev of the sword, HaMisapechas, that is revolving. So there were the Kruvim that had a revolving sword blade. And what were they doing there? Lishmor, to guard as derech, the path of the Eitz HaChaim, of the Tree of Life, which is in the Garden of Eden, which will not allow man to now go back into the Garden of Eden. So does this mean that man can never go into the Garden of Eden? In his lifetime, he cannot return to the Garden of Eden. However, in his death, he may. And that's another idea of the Cherev HaMisapeches. It's the revolving sword, the blade of the sword that on a spiritual, mystical level, on a simple level, you just can't get in while you're alive. But when a person dies and the body is, so to speak, severed, and the soul is severed from the body, and where the body can stay in the earth outside of Gan Eden, while the soul can now, in a pure state, enter Gan Eden, so only after man's death could he come back into Gan Eden. And this is why God now has instituted that man must die. Because if man does not die, he cannot stay in Gan Eden, because he can live forever, there's no consequences. If Hashem sends him out of Gan Eden, and if he doesn't die, even if there's no consequences, he can never get back into Gan Eden. So now Hashem has created that death will be the indirect route for man to go into Gan Eden when he's separated his soul from his body, and then he will be able to go into Gan Eden. Let us read the Psukim again, starting from Pasuk Chof. Vayikra Adam Shem Ishto Chava Ki Hi Hoyeso Eim Kochoi Vayas Adonai Elohim LeAdam Ulishto Kosnos Or Vayal Bishem Vayomer Adonai Elohim Hein Adam Hoya Ki Achad Mimenu Lodas Tovaro ואתה פן ישלח ידו, ולוקח גם מעץ החיים, ואוכל וחי לעולם. וישלחהו אדינו אלוהים מגן עדן, לעבוד אסו אדמו אשר לוקח משום. ויגורש אסו אדם וישקן, מקדם לגן עדן אס הקרובים. V'yeis lad hacherev ha-misapeches lishmor es derech eitz ha-chayim. Let's read the questions now. Question number one. Mosai, when Korah Adam did man call Shem Ishto, the name of his wife? He called his wife's name after Hashem had punished them and decreed death upon them. Two. Be'ez Hashem, which name Korah Adam lishto did he call his wife? He called his wife Chava. 3. Lama karaha adam shem ishto chava. Why did man call his wife's name Chava? Chava comes from the word chai, to live. Chava means she causes life, and therefore that's what she does. 4. Lama karaha adam shem ishto chava. Why does Adam call his wife Chava? Im Hashem kvar, if Hashem already called karaha oso isha. If he already called her isha, why does Adam call her Chava? The answer is, Adam felt that her being an Isha that came from the Isha as a Nezer Kenegdo was not satisfactorily performing that. However, the aspect of Chava being the mother of children, which she has given children and will continue to give children, that is something that will remain forever with her. 5. Mahu Kusnas Or. What are Kusnas Or? Kusnas Or are garments of leather. 6. Targem Vayal Bishem. What does Vayal Bishem mean? And he clothed them. 7. Elu begadim, which clothes Asa Hashem did Hashem make Bishvil Adam v'chava? What clothes did he make for Adam v'chava? He made kosnos or garments of leather. Madu asa Hashem begadim bishvil Adam v'Chava? Why did Hashem have to make clothes for Adam and Chava? Because they still felt embarrassed. They felt unclothed. And therefore, what they made themselves was not enough. And the garments that Hashem gave them would cover their entire bodies. 9. Bo'er explained, Hein ha'odam hoya ke'echad mimenu. What do those words mean? Hein, behold, man has become unique like one of us in terms of him being able to be a free, choosing individual, knowing between good and evil. 10. Eich haya ha'odam ke'echad mimenu. How is man like one of us? As we said, that he can tell the difference to know good and evil. 11. Ma yiyeh imodam yochal mi'etz ha'chaim. What will be if man will eat from the etz ha'chaim? He will live forever. 12. Madua lo ratza Hashem shadam yichye li'olam. Why did Hashem not want man to live forever? If he would live forever, there would be no consequences to his sin. He'd have no desire to do tshuva, and therefore he would never listen to God again because he suffered no consequences and could really destroy the world. Targum pen, translate the word pen. Pen means lest. 14. Madua shalach Hashem asa Adam migan Eden. Why did Hashem send Adam out of Gan Eden? So that he would not eat from the Eitz HaChaim and live forever. 15. Le'efo b'diyuk. Where to exactly shalach Hashem asa Adam did Hashem send the Adam? Outside of Gan Eden, in Eretz Yisrael, where he was originally created. 16. Ma yaseh ha'adam. What will man do chutz migan Eden, outside of Gan Eden? He will lavod es ha'adamah. He will toil the earth and serve Hashem in the way that Hashem has decreed in the punishment to work the earth. 17. Mahu havdel. What is the difference bein haloshen between the expression of vayishlach lebein vayigoresh and between the expression of vayigoresh? Vayishlach means to send away in a way that one can return. Vayigoresh means to chase out, expel without any hope of return. 18. Targem vayashkein. Explain the word vayashkein. Vayashkein means makes others to dwell. Make to dwell. 19. Mahem akruvim. What are the kruvim? The kruvim are angelic angels with the faces of children. Targem lahat. Translate the word lahat. Lahat is a blade. Targem cherev. Translate cherev. Cherev is of the sword. 22. Targem misapechas. Translate the word misapechas means revolving. 23. Ma asa Hashem ba Pesach leGan Eden. What did Hashem do at the entrance of Gan Eden? Kidei, in order. So yuchal ha'adam. So man will not be able lachzor to return leGan Eden to Gan Eden. He placed angels. He placed kruvim with a lahat hacherev hamisapeches, with a blade of the sword that was revolving to make sure man will not get in. 24. Mi yishmor es derech Eitz HaChaim. Who will guard the path to the Eitz HaChaim? The kruvim together with their sword. 25. Mosai yachzor ha'adam leGan Eden. When will man return to Gan Eden? Man will return to Gan Eden after he dies. Let's read the psukim one more time, starting from pasuk chaf. Vayikra adam shem ishto chava ki hi hayisa em kochai. Vayas adonai Elohim liadam ulishto kasnasor vayal bishem. Vayomer adonai Elohim hein hadam haya keachad mimenu lodas tovara. Vata penishlach yodo vilokach gam yitzachayim veochal vochai liolam vayishalchehu adonai Elohim migan Eden la'avod esu adamo asher lukach misham vayigoresh esu adam vayashkein mikedem ligan Eden esakruvim v'yeis lat hacherev hamisapeches lishmor es derech yitzachayim. Please spend the next 10 to 15 minutes reviewing these psukim as well. Later on today, spend 15 minutes reviewing Sunday and Monday's lessons, psukim, Zion to Yutes 7 to 19. Have a great day.